One power, whatever name you call it, it's still one power. And that is the core of our teaching. That is one of those ideas that we go back to again and again. So I'd like to welcome you then to the Center for Spiritual Living Midtown. Remind you that that one power goes by many names. One of those is life. And such is the nature of life that all it asks and all it wants is the opportunity to appear. You're that opportunity. And so am I. And so it is. You see, we're all created and living within that one power. It is who we are and what we're about, and it moves through us. It created us out of itself and nothing else, and it is carrying us through life by living life through us as us, not by taking away any freedom or anything other, but simply by being those very infinite ideas of love. Infinite ideas of freedom, infinite ideas of individual and universal freedom. So we welcome you. We welcome you because we know who you are. We know you are an expression of that divine. Therefore, we celebrate your life in whatever shape and form it has taken up until this point and wherever it goes from here. We celebrate your choices. We celebrate your truth. We celebrate the power within you. Whatever way that you see and understand your individuality, however you name yourself, define yourself, all of those things are part of the individual expression of the one in its verities. So I am just thrilled to have you with us, thrilled that you decided to be here, thrilled that you're taking some time for yourself by listening to some good ideas and some movement into truth. So I know that we talk a lot about a lot of ideas here on Sunday mornings. We also share our belief system to some extent, and our declaration of principle carries a part of the core teachings that we teach and that we take forward into the world. So listen up while we share with you the declaration of principles. I believe.
I believe.
I believe in one God.
One absolute power and first cause to all things.
I believe that this power is perfect love.
And creates out of a desire to express love.
I believe all thought is creative, and how I choose to think creates my personal experience.
I believe in the unity of all life.
And the immortality of the individual soul.
Forever unfolding.
I believe in the eternal goodness.
The eternal goodness of God.
The eternal loving kindness.
And the eternal givingness of God to all.
And so it is.
And so it is.
And so it is. And so it is. If you're intrigued by any of those phrases and ideas, please check it out on our website. We have the whole thing written out there so that you can take a look at it. This is an excerpt from a larger document. You know, a core part of our organization and of our work together and of our community are our practitioners. And a licensed practitioner of spirit are folks who really have put this teaching to work for themselves and have learned how to do this kind of spiritual assistance, guidance for other people. Today, we have a wonderful, wonderful practitioner with us, Barbara Guillory. Welcome, Barbara.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Reverend Bob. Certainly glad to be here. Hoping everyone's new year is off to a good start. So what I want to share with you this morning is an idea I'm always thinking, but it's an idea around the experiences in our lives. There are good experiences, there are bad experiences, but do you ever ask yourself the question, what is the origin of these experiences? Science of mind, and of course, that's what it was when I entered some years ago. for me has been a great experience. The Center for Spiritual Living here has been a great experience. But I want to ask you about the repeated experiences. We are often in an experience that has been created for us by others. They could be our parents, they could be our school, they could be our friends, could be our religion, could be an experience that conditioned us, something that happened in our lives. It actually could be a number of things that create an experience for us. Now, if that experience has been a good experience, we're okay with that. We're great with that. There's no need to question that. We want to continue to repeat the good experiences in our lives. But I want to focus on the unwanted repeated experiences. Those are the experiences that come into our existence. Again, no one can get away from the bad experiences, but how do we create an opportunity to have the experience but not be impacted by the experience? We don't want to be at the effect of the experience. We don't want to be a victim of any past experience. So I want to focus on the unwanted repeated experience. When we're having experiences, sometimes we can have that experience in our body. Maybe we have a headache or a backache, or we're just not feeling well. And so you can sense the body being tense, resistance, and possibly just tightening up. The other way that, and again, I'm speaking from my experience, that I have had unwanted, repeated experiences is in the mind. The mind can create some wonderful, beautiful experiences, but at the same time, it can create some experiences that are not so wonderful. So how do we get to a place where we can change the unwanted repeated experiences? So this morning, I want to share with you a technique that I do have, and also a quote. There's a quote that I want to share with you. Never limit your view of life by any past experience. Never limit your view of life by any past experience. So in the mind, when we're having those unwanted past experience, those illusions can come to create mental illness if we are not mindful, if we are not aware. If the self-awareness is not in place, it could very well create mental illness. So the technique that I want to share with you this morning, and remember, guys, keep in mind, there are many techniques. There are a ton of them. And I ask that you create on your own, experiment on your own, where you come up with one that works for you. And one that does work very well for me is being a co-creator with spirit. In being a co-creator with spirit, it allows me to move those experiences, the energies that get trapped into the body, into the spirit space, into the spirit realm. So those experiences are no longer impacting me in a negative way. And the same for those experiences that have been created in my mind. And I'm speaking again to the unwanted, repeated experiences of the mind. Those experiences also are moved into the spirit realm. And in doing so, it allows me to be able to move the mental experience into one of spirit. So as you go out your life throughout the week, certainly I want you to focus on the unwanted, repeated experience to bring into existence the desired experience that you want for yourself. So this morning, I am going to ask that you join me in a moment, bringing together an opportunity for us to share in this wonderful, beautiful treatment for peace. And as we come together, we know and we understand life in and of itself to be magnificent, to be wonderful, to be beautiful. We know life as it is in all of its glory and all that it has to offer. I am one with this wonderful, beautiful, magnificent life. I know this life to be a peaceful life. I know this life to be a loving life. I know this life to be a prosperous life. I know this life to be a healing life. This is the opportunity I take for myself to create the experience of peace right now in this very moment. It is this wonderful opportunity as co-creator with spirit. I create this experience of peace, and this experience of peace I share within my body. I share within my mind. I share within my affairs. I share within my community. I share with all and any that I come in contact with. This is the wonderful opportunity to know the truth about the wonderful experience of the universe. It's magnificent, and so it is. I want to introduce our next song here. Okay, wonderful. Stop, Look, and Listen. This is by Jana Stanfield. So relax and enjoy.
I stand before you now, pretending to be cool. But all the time I'm wondering if I'm looking like a fool. Will I be as perfect as I think I ought to be? And when I'm not, what will you think of me? I need a plan to see me through. So here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna stop reading other people's minds. I'm gonna look at the good that surrounds me. I'm gonna listen to my heart when it tells me what to do. I'm gonna notice every time a little dream comes true. I'll do all the living I've been missing. When I stop, look and listen, stop, look and listen. I was walking through the park, there was beauty all around, but I didn't see a thing, 'cause my eyes were on the ground. I didn't see the sun or the sky so blue. I was thinking days ahead of the things I had to do, drowning in stress and strain. I said, it's time for me to make a change. I'm gonna stop reading other people's minds. I'm gonna look at the good that surrounds me. I'm gonna listen to my heart when it tells me what to do. I'm gonna notice every time a little dream comes true. I'll do all the living I've been missing. When I stop, look and listen, stop, look and listen. Oh, it's so hard to hear what my heart says to me when my mind is chattering constantly. Living in the past or in future plans means watching the present slip through my hands. What am I gonna do? I'm gonna stop reading other people's minds. I'm gonna look at the good that surrounds me. I'm gonna listen to my heart when it tells me what to do. I'm gonna notice every time a little dream comes true. I'll do all the living I've been missing. When I stop, look and listen, stop, look and listen, stop, look and listen.
Stop, look and listen. Thank you, Jetta Stanfield. What a wonderful reminder of how we do and how we operate and what happens so often in our lives. Walking through a beautiful park and not seeing it, not experiencing it because our minds are taking us elsewhere. Well, we are now today at the fourth of our talk in our series on the very basics of spiritual principles based on the science of mind. And today we are looking at the whole idea of your manual, life manual, and how to use it. I remember so often over the years in my life that I just wished somebody would give me a direction book. Tell me what to do. Give me some ideas about how I should and shouldn't operate. Give me some kind of something in writing. My car has a manual, not always accurate, but there are manuals for everything. Why can't we have one for this? Especially now. We're 4 weeks away from New Year's. I don't know about you, but my New Year's resolutions, those that I made, I've already started to wane a bit. They're not nearly as exciting as they were, because now I'm down to the work of doing it, of taking the steps that I said I needed to take. We're living in a time none of us were expecting or ready for this new round of COVID to come through and all of the turmoil that is creating all over the world and in our individual lives, mask or not to mask, shot or not to shot, all of those kinds of decisions that we are constantly up and going through. It's a time for change. And with all of that that's happening in the world around us, we don't have a choice about whether change is coming or not. Change is already in upon us, and we're within it, and we've been in it now in a higher level of expression than we have been in a long time for the last couple of years. And that change may show up for you in habitual behaviors. Thank you, Barbara. It was a great beginning and setup for part of my talk. And that is the idea that there are habitual behaviors not only in our doing of things, but in our internal mental process, our internal thinking process. A real big habit for many people right now that is being replicated is despair. You know, here we go again. I can't tell you how many people I've heard say that in the last few weeks. Here we go again. Is this year going to be any better than last year? Because we named 2020 as the year it was all over with and done, and we're headed into something new and different. And 2021 was new and different, but not exactly the way people had hoped. And 2022 is starting out to be not really more of the same, but a deeper, bigger, louder, greater understanding of how we're going to handle the more that is showing up for us right now. A lot of people in despair over that. COVID fatigue is a real thing people are talking about, and medical folks are taking a look at. There's folks looking for relief in the midst of all of this. And I think for some people, myself included, we're not even aware sometimes of what the tapes are running in our heads, the thoughts, the beliefs, the feelings, the attitudes, because we're trying so hard to just take it one day, one step at a time to get through it. And I had a very interesting experience last week, a couple of weeks ago now, with my freezer. I have a refrigerator-freezer combo with the freezer up above. And I got home with some groceries, and I also had some other things to put in the freezer. So I opened up the freezer, and I started stuffing the new boxes of frozen food in there so I won't have to run to the grocery store every time I get hungry. I have plenty in the freezer. Well, the freezer was already stuffed pretty full, and I started putting these in. And as soon as I pushed the second one in, I still had a couple of things in my arm. And I pushed that in and something fell out and I couldn't catch it and it got past me. And then it started an avalanche of frozen food out of that freezer. And when it got down, I kept grabbing for it and reaching for it, I ended up dropping the stuff in my hands, and it was just, And then finally, I lost a moment of my own self-control, and my anger just bubbled over. And I pulled everything out of the freezer and threw it on the floor and kicked it around a little bit. Boy, it felt good just to release that. And I realized in that moment, I didn't even know that I was carrying that anger. And what triggered it was that sense of powerlessness and inability to do anything about what was happening right in front of me. Food falling all over me. Hit my foot. Some of it was a little heavy. I got it back, though. I kicked it. And as I calmed down and laughed at myself a bit and began to think through, so am I going to beat me up for having this anger explosion? Or am I going to put it in the place it belongs, which is a recognition that this is a bottled up human response. That's why it got to be such a deal. And then it hit me. It hit me so hard. It was like, this is what so much of the world is going through. We're all being hit by all kinds of things we can't control. By things coming from the government, things coming from the physical world, things possibly popping up in our own bodies. And the more we reach for and try to control it and get some grip on it, the more frustrating and angry we become. And I had a moment of understanding of what's happening in the world, of groups not only disagreeing with each other, but exploding with anger at each other, making one another wrong, making them inhuman, assuming that the problem is not within them, but the problem's that frozen food in front of them, that other group, those other people, those other things. Ah, yeah. And I had a huge sense of compassion for all of the angry, hurt, frustrated folks out there in the world. I hadn't had that much compassion for some of it before. I'm not saying it makes it okay or justifying any of it, but understanding is the first step. And as I stopped and did some spiritual work for myself, some forgiveness, some prayer, some returning to the real truth, I did it for myself and on behalf of everyone else out there. It changed my experience of the news. It changed my experience of things that are happening around me. And I suddenly had a compassion for how frustrating it is for so many people to have all of this stuff coming at us and no way to manage it all. Now more than ever, we need that manual. We need that manual for life. And I'm here to tell you, you've already got it. You probably know that if you've been around a while or if you've followed any of these ideas we teach here. See, because the answers and the manual for how to live is built into us. You already got it, and it's hidden in the smartest place it could be hidden, within your own consciousness. Yeah. Now, there are a lot of us kind of wishing it would be out there somewhere, you could just get it and read it. The truth is, you've got it already. And what's important in this teaching, and what this teaching is all about, is helping us learn to read it, learn to understand it, learn to operate from that manual of life. The game of life and how to live it is a great old book by Shin. So this whole thing starts with the idea that there is something within us. Well, here's a quote from Ernest Holmes. It says, I am a center of divine mind, a point of God-conscious truth, or God-conscious life, truth, and action. My affairs are divinely guided and guarded into right action, into correct results. Everything I do, say, or think is stimulated by the truth. Everything I think, say, or do is stimulated by the truth. Now, that's a given. That's not something that is, I have to try and do that. It is a fact that it is built in to you. You have a built-in connection because you're an expression of the one. We talked about that in the first couple of talks here. We talk about it every week, probably. That one energy, that one power, that one life is moving in you and as you and through you. And with that comes wisdom and truth and all of the qualities of the best of life that you see and know. Love, freedom, power, peace, harmony. It's a part of your nature. It's not something you have to create. Now, it may be something you have to find, but if you're committed to finding it, life will help you do that, as it did for me last week with the bombing from the freezer. Interestingly, when I put everything back, I had a lot of more space than I thought I had because I took time to put things in their place. So this amazing power within you is here for the using, it's here for the living, it's here for the joy, it's here to be, because you can't use it up. You can't use up your love, you can't use up your peace, you can't lose up your freedom. You can only live fully and freely out of that space and place. There are a number of practices, and we are both about learning principles that support this idea, that help you understand that despite what the world may look like out there, there are not two great powers fighting each other for dominion over the earth. There's only one power, and that power is the infinite, coming forth and coming forward freely. Now, within the earth and within individual people's freedom to express their love, their truth, their freedom, there are many conflicts, no question about it. But it's all coming from one power. It's one energy within them being used in different ways. And we might look at one another differently the more we understand that. There was a wonderful old practice that I brought over from my previous ministry in another denomination, calls stop, drop, and pray. Now, in that denomination, what that really meant was stop and drop to your knees and pray to God to fix it, whatever the it was. But in our teaching, since God is not out there somewhere separate from you, but is within your own heart and mind and soul, it becomes stop, drop in. Dropping into your consciousness, dropping into that deeper space within you, and then treating. Recall prayer, spiritual mind treatment. And we do that specifically because you're not asking God to fix anything or do anything for you. You're affirming within your own heart. You're doing a treating of your own consciousness to come more into alignment with what God is about. We talked last time that this wonderful energy, you know, what does it do? It gives and gives and gives. So the alignment is to receive. So it stops, drop in and receive. We in the Science of Mind and in the New Thought Movement have a number of different practices, but there are five of them I want to talk about really briefly this morning. We have that stop and listen part. And that is meditation. That is taking time on a regular basis to be quiet, to turn away from our chatter brains, which are doing their job. Our brain is there to help us navigate through the world. And so it's constantly giving us choices and ideas and thoughts and dangers and all those things. Stop means stop it for a bit of time and go into a meditation time. Take time to be quiet, to quiet your mind, to learn meditation techniques that are both mind emptying and mind full, mind filling. So that when things seem to be crowding in and too much and you don't even know what the manual says, getting quiet and listening inside yourself and remembering to breathe. Spirit and breath are the same thing, same word. Breath is the physical manifestation of the exchange and the flow and the circulation of spirit. Stop and connect and feel that. And another version of that, and maybe a more advanced version in some way, some would say, is visioning. Stop, be quiet, and ask yourself the important questions. What is mine to know about this situation? What do I need to see in the manual that is within me that could guide me and help me make better decisions about whatever, my health, about prosperity, about people, relationships, love? And listen. See what pops up. And then there's the action side of things. And the action side of things includes study, studying these principles, studying these laws, studying the way this whole system works. It's kind of like the whole internet system. If you don't know how to turn on the computer, you're not going to get very far on the internet. You got to learn how to do some things and how to understand some things and how to do some things differently in your thinking. And as you do that, then you begin to affirm something for yourself. You may affirm. One of my favorites is every day in every way I am better than I was the day before. Every day in every way I'm growing in love, in power, in goodness, and in all of those things that I think of as God gifts. Excuse me. Growing in it. Or you may affirm, thank God I'm rich. Helen Street used to teach that when you get hit with a bill you weren't expecting, or you eating out in a restaurant and you get the bill and you go, oh my God, I didn't know I was spending that much. Ugh. Instead of doing that, take a look at that bill and say, thank God I'm rich. Yeah. Affirm something different than the discord that you may be feeling about anything or thinking about anything. Some of us have been hit with some health issues this year. I had COVID, well, not this year, but last year. And it was pretty bad. And I wasn't very happy while I was having COVID. But one of the things that got me through it and kept me going was realizing that while some of my body may not be working just right, most of my body was pretty healthy. I could still walk. I could still breathe. I could still, my heart still beat and got the blood where it needed to be. Our natural tendency to be prepared for danger invites us then to focus on the problem rather than on the solution, to focus on what's wrong. It's like you get a hangnail, just worries the daylights out of you. You forget the rest of you is doing just fine because all you can think about is that hangnail or that something in your tooth. That one really drives me nuts. All I can think about is the only part of my body I'm aware of is where that something is stuck in my tooth. Whereas the reality is, I need to be clearly focused on the fact that all the rest of me is working just fine and doing beautifully. And so as I affirm, then a more advanced version of affirmation is spiritual mind treatment or affirmative prayer, where we start by recognizing that all this energy, all this power, all of life itself is focused in me and in you and in each of us. Therefore, my word has the power behind it of this infinite power. And therefore, when I speak my word in an affirmative prayer, I can expect to have a change in my life. And as I expect that, what can I do but be grateful for it in advance? And then let it go, because it's already been done. You've set it into motion, and spiritual law takes it. There's a whole lot to learn about all of that, to understand why it works and how it works in order to better use it. That's why we teach classes. That's why I'm teaching a class starting on Wednesday night. Change your thinking, change your life. That's really important. This is one of the most important classes I've taught now in quite a while, because it takes us back to practicing the real basic stuff. So that no matter how long you've been in this teaching, if you're a brand new beginner and you wonder what we're even talking about, or whether you've been at it a while, coming together in a group and talking and understanding and practicing these principles is so powerful and so important for having a life of freedom and joy. You know, there's a lot more to be said about this. There's no way in a short time I can give you the whole manual and tell you how to use it. But I will tell you, if you do those five things, if you study this teaching and its ideas, if you take time to listen to yourself, because that's where the answers lie, are in here. And then ask the questions within that quiet space within you. And then affirm the truth that you find, and then do that with a clearly defined affirmative prayer that engages the I am in you, the all in you. You can only have a better life. You can only succeed. And believing that and knowing that is why I'm a minister. It's why I'm doing this. It's why I put everything in my life into this place, into this thing. Because this is where and how you will find greater living. And as I offer ideas that perhaps do that for you, I'm creating a greater, fuller, more fulfilled life for myself. So I'm done talking about this for now. And what I'd like to do is invite you instead to join me in a stop, drop, and affirm by asking you to take a moment in the quiet of your own mind. Breathe a big breath and let it go. And another one and let it go. And recognizing that everything within you is at peace. That you are open to the truth flowing within you. That all there is life. In all of its forms and shapes, and one of those forms and shapes is you. One of those forms and shapes is me. And I affirm that with everything about it. And I look at around me the varieties of life showing up. And think about how beautifully and easily I can engage with them. The joy of eating, the joy of loving, the joy of expressing, the joy of teaching, the joy of dancing, perhaps, the joy of exercise, the joy of taking care of my body. All that is an interaction between me and this great power within me. And I accept that. And I listen for those parts of life that I am more drawn to, and I act upon that with joy and with gratitude. This is my truth. I let it be. And so it is. I hope you find value in what we do here. And Vance is going to talk a little more about how you can share in that value.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dr. Bob. It's a great talk this morning. And we have the opportunity to share and give and know that divine flow in and through us right here and right now. And I'd like you to join me in our affirmation of prosperity and know that you can donate online at www.cslmidtown.org/donate or scan the QR code. It'll take you right there. And once you're signed up with that, you can give once and you can set up a dedicated giving ongoing every week, every month, whatever you want to do with that. But it's really easy to set up and have that ongoing continuous support as life flows through you, abundance flows through you. So say this with me. I live in a universe of abundance. As I freely and joyfully give, I join in the divine flow. And all that I share with life returns to me multiplied abundantly. And so it is. Now, on to announcements.
So we're coming to the close of another week. Very grateful that you were here. Very grateful that I'm here. Also wanted to take another moment to speak to you about change your thinking, change your life. If you heard ideas today that resonated with you, the only way to really grasp these and get them into your practice is through regular practice and guidance and support. And that's what that class is all about. Change your thinking, change your life. It starts on Wednesday evening. That's 2 days from now. It is important, please, that you register. Because when you register, then I can send you the link to the Zoom room. We will use a different Zoom room for that that class and also the course materials and all of that. The cost is $125 for 5 classes, and there will be approximately 2 hours each. The one of the important things to say to you, if the money is something you're going, oh, I don't have that kind of money to spend on that, then come take the class, and I guarantee you, if you do the work, if you do the practice, and you work on changing your mind, you'll have the money before the end of the class to cover it and to pay for it. So register, show up on Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, and I'm really looking forward to seeing all of you there because this matters. It matters to your life, and it matters to my life because I want to see you have everything you want and everything you believe you deserve in the areas of health, wealth, love, and creative expression. Join me now in our closing. I leave this place now knowing something better than I knew before. I go forth into the world with a heart full of love and a mind full of good sense. I look at the world in a greater way, knowing that I have within me everything I need to create the life I desire. I give thanks for this understanding. I am grateful for the spirit of life that lives through me. And so it is. Hope to see you all Wednesday night.